Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. Not no.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And all of his hosts, thank you, thank you, thank you all, near and far, for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend. As you often know, you often see me accompanied by my beautiful wife, Minister Mildred Townsend, to whom I've had the pleasure of being espoused and married to for 33-plus years, and I'm thankful and praising God. Amen. As the Word of God said, nobody told us that the road would be easy, but I can tell you this of a surety, he's not brought us this far to leave us. And in spite of everything that we're going through, in spite of everything that we've encountered in our life, I count it a privilege as well as an honor, amen, to be a part of the body of Christ, amen. Notice I said not a part of religion, not a part of a denomination, not a part of any of those things, amen, but to actually be a part of the body of Christ, amen. I'm excited, amen, to be a part of the body of Christ. And that's the wonderful thing about being in the body of Christ, amen. The same power that Jesus had access to, you and I have access to that power as well. Praise be to God. And I love that about the Lord. And I'm here to tell you, yes, people of God, God is real. He's real in my soul. Amen. He's very much real. Just as real as the air you breathe. Just as real as the water you drink. Just as real, amen, as the dirt that you see on the earth. Amen. Just as real as the people that are in your life. The God that created everything. The creator of everything. I'm not speaking about the little old G-O-Ds that might have had part in creation. I'm talking about the almighty creator, the one who is I am that I am. Amen. I'm talking about that heavenly father of ours, that creator that created the molecules, the germs, the amoebas, whatever things that you think, creatures that you don't even think exist. That is the God I'm referring to on today. Praise be to God. And to all of our brothers and sisters that are out there near and far, I bid you Godspeed. In the name of Jesus Christ, to my brothers and sisters out there in social media, I bid you Godspeed on today. Whether you might be on another side of the planet. You might be over in Kenya. You might be over in Nairobi. You might be over in Venezuela. You could be in Peru. Maybe you're over in the Virgin Islands. It matters not. Amen. To all of our brothers and sisters out there, I bid you Godspeed. And I'm just excited because, you know, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, amen, truly my soul cries out hallelujah. We thank God for saving us. And if you've just tuned in, again, thank you for tuning in to the Moments of Inspiration Outreach Ministry, a live prayer call that is especially formulated to pray with God's people, but primarily also to help God's people. Good morning to all my brothers and sisters out there. To prepare us, amen, for the things that Jesus Christ said would be unfolding in our lifetime. Yes, the time is far spent. And the things that we are encountering right now, amen, they are unfolding, amen. Many times you don't understand it, but all you have to do is go to your book. Go to the book of Revelation. Go to the book of Matthew. God, good morning, my sister, Sister Luana Monique Humphreys. God bless you, Terry Singleton. God bless you to all my brothers and sisters out there. All you have to do is stay affixed to the Word of God, and you'll find out, amen, that the Word of God is true, amen. So right now what we're going to do, amen, we're just going to share the Word of God with you coming from John 3:16, very familiar scripture. And I can bear witness this in my soul because when you and I look back over our life, in spite of everything that we're going through, amen, God had our best interest at heart. Even before we were formed in our mother's wombs, even before we were even thought about, God had our best interest at heart. And the Word of God clearly claims it and puts it this way by saying, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Watch this. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That means that, you know, when we really believe in God and we trust his word, amen, there is a divine connection that, watch this, only you can sever. That's right. You can sever that connection. No person can sever that connection. No pastor, no leader, no denomination, nobody can sever that connection but you. Amen. That whosoever believeth in him, and that word means continually believe, amen, because we don't get points for starting in the race. We get points that when we stay in the race, and that's what it's all about. When you stay in the race, amen, then you cross the finish line, and that's what it's all about. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, amen, shall not perish, but shall have everlasting, not temporary, everlasting life. Pretty much like man, man will cut you off. Amen. Man, when he gets tired of you and you rub him the wrong way, they will just part ways with you. But you know, the good thing about the Lord is he gives us everlasting life. He said, behold, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the earth. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So if there's ever been a point in my life where I felt separated or disconnected from God, I assure you it was nothing on his part. It was all on Kenny Townsend's part. And when Kenny Townsend came to grips and realized that, you know what, it wasn't him that left me, but it was me that strayed away from his truth and his ordinance, then, you know what, just like any train that jumps the track, if I jump the track in New York, I can't get back on in Boston, Massachusetts. I have to get back on where I jumped the track at. And so is it with us. We have to get back online where we jumped the track at with God. Whatever it was in our life that caused the separation, amen, we repent. We ask God to forgive us of that. We acknowledge our sin. See, it's one thing to say I'm sorry, but you know what? You have to acknowledge the fact of why you're sorry. I'm sorry because, Lord, I disobeyed your commandments. I'm sorry, Jesus, because you know what? I let pride get in the way and I let selfishness get in the way. I'm sorry because it was wrong how I thought. It was wrong what I did. It was wrong for my reaction. In other words, I didn't become proactive, I became reactive. And so that's what it means to repent. Praise be to God. But we're going to go before the throne of grace now, because those of you out there that are going through situations in your life, you're experiencing loneliness, you're experiencing calamities, you're experiencing financial distress, you're experiencing marital problems, you're experiencing job problems, you're experiencing, amen, just situations. Just last night on my street where I lived at, gunshots were just ringing out like at the OK Corral. But you know what? God's angels of protection are still around. And that's the reason why I find it needful to stay connected to the things of God. Amen. He said that when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And I'm not talking about the blood of heifers and goats. I'm talking about the shed blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That is the blood that I'm referring to today. And it is only by that blood that you and I are covered. And that's the reason why we can say that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Praise the Lord, Sister Nita Trice Bobbitt. God bless you on today. Yes, we overcome by the word of the Lord and the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, yes, this is the reason why the songwriter put it this way: the blood shall never lose its power. And I know there are those out there that become grammatically incorrect and get upset with people that say, well, that ain't scriptural, pleading the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. But neither is this scriptural either. And the Lord said, ha! That ain't scriptural either, but yet we do it, and we accept it as part of our religiosity. Ain't that right, y'all? That ain't in the word either, is it? And Jesus said, ha! That ain't in the word either, but yet we accept it as part of our religiosity. And so, yes, in pleading the blood of Jesus, we're merely telling the forces that be that the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness is just as powerful as it was over 2,500 years ago when Jesus shed that blood on that hill called Golgotha. Yes, that blood has not lost its power. So those of you that are going through, yes, those of you, amen, especially those of you that are out there that have children and you have special needs, situations that you're going through, those of you that are in medical fields and things of that nature, we pray for you. Those of you that are out there that are first responders and policemen and doctors and firefighters and everybody, amen, that helps to put society in a place to where we feel safe and we feel that, you know, we can rely on each other. These prayers are going out for you today. Amen. For those of you that may be homeless out there. Amen. Yes, that's right. Maybe you've had bills cut off, your lights are off, and things of that nature like that. Amen. But right now, amen. Hello, caller. We need you to hold just a little bit before we bring you on, okay? Need you to hold. Please. Hold, please. All right. We're going to go before the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. First and foremost, O Lord God, we come to you acknowledging that we are frail and that we are weak, that we are weak, but you are strong. And Heavenly Father, if there's anything that we have done, that we have acted in a way that is not in accordance with your word, we ask you, O Lord, to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, help us to acknowledge whatever it is that we are doing or have done that is not pleasing in your sight. If we've treated a brother or a sister that is uncomely in your sight, we ask, O Lord God, that you will bring a meeting of the spirits that we may be reconciled back to our brothers and sisters in a way in which that you have mandated according to your word. Father, we cast aside pride and dignity and every false nature that seeks to rise up against the wholeness of who you are. Father, we speak the spirit of reconciliation upon even the church itself, how we have strayed from your ordinances and your commandments. Father, even this nation we lift up and ask, oh God, the atrocities and all of the horrific things that we have done in the name of democracy. We ask you, oh God, to forgive us and to help us to come back to that place which is pleasing in your sight. Father, we lift up those world leaders today, Lord, that are even putting their heads together to do things that are of a derogatory nature. We ask now in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will touch the hearts of the United Nations where all the world leaders that are coming together, whatever it is, Lord God, whether it is a part of annihilation, we ask that you stalemate the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. As we realize, oh God, that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we are wrestling against principalities and powers and rulers and spiritual wickedness operating in high places. And, oh, God, you have told us in your word that we seek to bring down every high thing that seeks to exalt itself against the righteousness of God in the name of Jesus. And now, oh, God, even those that are listening today, Father, we lift them up to you. Whatever they stand in need of, we touch and agree that it is already done by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And, Father, that you will help us to stay connected in our spirit, in our walk with you, and to do the things that are pleasing. Lord, let the love and the agape love of Jesus Christ have its perfect work in the life of your people. Bless marriages that are on the rocks right now. Bless relationships. Bless broken homes, Lord God. Sibling rivalry. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will cast out all the unfruitful works of darkness. Father, the spirit of witchcraft and sorcery that is operating even over the regions, even over the airwaves, even over the media, even over the White House, oh God, we cast down every vain imagination that exalts itself against the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And Father, we loose the spirit of not my will, but thy will be done. We loose the spirit of not my will, but thy will be done. We loose the spirit of not my will, but thy will be done. These blessings we call done. In thy son Jesus' name, amen. All right, I believe I've got somebody on the line right now. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from at this time?
Sister
who?
Alicia.
Sister Alicia, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
God bless you. God bless you. So glad for you to join us today from Cleveland, Ohio.
Bless you too.
Amen, amen. So what do we owe this amen. Call this morning?
I was calling to see if I had a couple of things that I would want you to agree with me in prayer for. Right now, I want to pray for my son because my son, he's 13 years old, and he was on fire for God. And with his, you know, with the peer pressure and everything that's going on, he's far away from God. And I want him to come back where he was, where he had that fire, because he's filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He was baptized in Jesus' name.
Uh-huh.
And he know who God is, but with his, you know, peer pressure, friends.
Yes.
Now you see him trying to cuss, listen to music with cuss words in it, and it's just like, it's not my son. That's not how he was last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to pray for him. And then also, my husband, I'm ready to walk away from my marriage. He's not coming home at night. He's getting drunk. He won't help me with bills. He won't help me with anything. So
my God.
I like prayer to see, and I've been praying and seeking God on that situation.
Yes.
But it seems like I can't get a clear answer of what to do. But I know that I don't want to be, I know that God, I feel like God wouldn't put me in a position. God wants the best for his children, and I don't think he put me in a position to continue getting dogged like I am. So, you know, for lack of a better word, I feel like I'm getting dogged out, and I'm a good person.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
So just praying on direction on, you know, what to do as far as my marriage is concerned. Because
amen.
It's not healthy. It's not even healthy for my son to watch us argue. You're not coming home at night. It's just not healthy.
Now,
so I just want prayer with that, too.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what you've expressed is the reason why your son is in rebellion because you said he was saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. He's been baptized in Jesus' name. But you know what?
Yeah,
he's witnessing the air of division in the household. And remember, you are his first instructors, mom and dad. So now watch this. He's figuring, how can I be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm seeing the devil cut up in our house? And so that's where the enemy is getting headway over him. But here's what you have to remind your son. That baby, in spite of what you see me and daddy go through, it ain't going to be like this all the time. Because the God that we serve is stronger and more able than any situation that you and I can come up against. So by him being young and tender, his understanding is somewhat void right now. But you have to understand and tell him that, baby, listen, what me and daddy are going through, don't let that affect your love for God and God's love for you. Because this is just temporary. What me and daddy are going through is just temporary. It's not going to be like this. In other words, Sister Alicia, Aisha, what you have to do is you got to speak God's word. The same way that you're speaking it in the life of your son, you've got to speak it over your life and your husband's life. In other words, you got to be able, as the sanctified wife of the home, begin to tell your husband that, baby, listen, you're not fulfilling your role as the husband. So now how you're leaving our house unprotected by you staying gone. By you not coming home, you're leaving our house unprotected because God has placed the husband to be the head of the wife and the family, okay? As he is to submit to God, you are. Now, if your husband has you trying to do something that's ungodly, no, ma'am, you don't submit to that. No, ma'am, not by any means. But now, but by the same token, what you do want to do, the word of God says that the unbelieving husband, was your husband ever saved? Did he ever accept the Lord Jesus? Or were you guys married unequally yoked?
We were probably married unequally yoked. He claims that he loved the Lord and everything, but when it comes down to it, he really don't. You have to beg him to go to church and beg him to do certain things. So I would say we were unequally yoked.
Okay, but now that's not too big a problem for God.
I thought I could pray him, pray him on in, but it's not working. It seemed like the more I pray for him, the worse off our relationship becomes.
Okay, now what I've got to share with you is this too. If you want to change your life, you got to change your thought process. Because the Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of not things. And what the Lord is sharing with me is that you're focusing more on the problem than the solution. What solution would you love God to see happen in your life for your husband and your family? Briefly tell me in 30 seconds, what would you love for God to do for your marriage and your family and your relationship with your family? What would you want God to do for you?
I would love for God to put in him to want to help as far as financially, because the burden is on me. I pay every bill. So I would want God to help him, to show him that you're supposed to be the head of the household and to help me financially with some of the bills, at least half of the bills. And I would like him to be a father figure to our son, whereas you're not listening to all of that garbage music. And, because I feel like you're causing our son to sin, so I'd like him to stop listening to that garbage music and stop staying out. And, I mean, if you're staying out 9 times out of 10, you're cheating. So I guess stop cheating, too. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. He claims he's just out there drunk. I don't know. And for him to stop drinking so much.
I understand.
As far as for my life, I'm good. I'm blessed, and I just thank God that I'm here. And as far as me and me build my relationship with God, I'm doing that.
Okay.
I pray every day. I'm doing, I'm praying. I'm even praying for my husband regardless
of
what he's out there doing. It's just that I'm to the point where now, am I a fool for staying with you, or should I just walk away and let you live the type of lifestyle you want to live? Because it's like I'm not benefiting anything from our relationship.
Well, you said something. You said something very interesting. You said if he's out there cheating, you don't know. If he is out there doing such a thing as that, and he's being unfaithful in you all's marriage, you certainly don't want to jeopardize yourself or your body wise. And with saying that, I'm just saying that, with being a wife comes wifely obligations and duties from a physical perspective. If he is cheating, you don't want him to bring you any diseases that's going on, even in the body of Christ. Many women think that because I'm the wife and I have to submit my body to my husband because that's my husband. If God gives you an understanding that your husband is being unfaithful in the marriage, I will tell any woman that, listen, you have to safeguard your body. I knew one assistant pastor up in Chicago, Illinois, whose husband was operating on the down low. And she mistakenly, that's the reason why you got to have a solid relationship with the Holy Ghost. And I'm not talking about from a religious perspective. I'm talking about, just like I'm talking to you, Like I'm talking to you.
Right.
You got to have that kind of relationship with the Holy Ghost, because this woman said, I'm covered by the blood, and so therefore whatever he's doing ain't going to affect me. But you know what? She contracted HIV and ended up eventually dying from AIDS. You see, God is not the author of confusion. God is not the author of confusion. And so there's a saying that goes like this. When somebody show you who they are, believe it. Then pray about it. Pray about it. But now you have that power as a born-again believer to not speak the circumstance, but speak the situation. When the Israelites were faced with Goliath, David went out there. He saw the situation. He assessed the problem. And he said, this day shall God deliver you into my hands. Now, as the sanctified wife in your house, you have the power and the authority to walk through your house and say love, peace, and kindness in this house. That's the power that Christ has given you as a believer. What you've been doing is focusing on the problem. And you know what? That's what happens when we get in the flesh. When we get in the flesh, we will start to focus on the problem. And then you know what? The problem begins to manifest more and more. I'm guilty of it. You're guilty of it. Everybody that's listening to this broadcast is guilty of it. That's why the scripture says, walk not in the flesh, or walk in the spirit, so we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because you know what happens? The lust of the flesh just ain't sexuality. The lust of the flesh is getting discouraged and downhearted and spirited instead of standing on what God's word and what does his word say? We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. See, that's what the lust of the flesh does. The lust of the flesh makes us more concerned about the problem than the solution. So in answer to your question, does God want me to just leave and want me to be happy? This is what God has placed in my spirit to share with you. If you'll receive it and believe it, this is what he shared with me to share with you. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, whatever his salvation is, your only need word be, not my will, Father, but thy will be done. Walk through your house and proclaim those words, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. And then God will give you the answer to whatever it is that you're believing him for. Are you willing to commit to that?
Yes, I am. And you know what? You just spoke some, because I was just in work. And that's what I was telling God. I don't want my will, Lord. Let your will be done.
Yes,
so
yes.
You just confirmed that. Let your will be done. And I will walk through my house and I will tell God, you know, let your will be done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my dear sister and the sentiments of our heart that have been prayed out, poured out, even to our brothers and sisters out in social media. I want you to touch and agree with my sister right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will work this out. And concerning even her baby son, Lord, who was once on fire for you, rekindle that fire in his life, oh Lord God. Even as you took your young servant David, even as you took your young servant Joseph, Lord God, even as you took your young servant Eli Elijah, oh God, and you raised them up, Lord God, to be workmen for you. Lord, look on this young child right now in the name of Jesus. Father, the work that you began in his life, we're believing that you will complete it until the day of your return. Father, even concerning the spirit that has overtaken her husband now, we bind and cast down this spirit of rebellion that has attached itself to his mental, physical, and spiritual man now. In the name of Jesus, take your hands off of this man right now. Take your hands off of his property, God's property, in the name of Jesus. Father, we loose the spirit of peace, love, joy, temperance, long-suffering, honesty, and everything that is of a good report. We loose upon this woman of God right now and her family in the name of Jesus. Lord, not her will, not my will, but thy perfect will be done is what is resonating even in the airwaves, and we call it done in Jesus' holy name. And it is so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
My sister, listen, you're free to
thank
call
you.
Us back anytime the Lord lays on your heart. And we love you in Jesus' name, all right?
Love you, too. Thank you.
You're so welcome. All right. God bless you, Sister Betty Harrison, Brother Keith, Kenneth McFarland. God bless you. Hey, listen, if you're out there in social media land and you'd like to call in, the number, type this across the screen for me. One of you out there that are good at typing, type this across the screen. 318-484-2500. 318-484-2500. 2500. Those of y'all that got those magic fingers, go ahead and type that across the screen for me real quick so other people can see it that would like to call in. 318-484-2500. 2,500. Sister Cindy Flinney, God bless you, my sister, my brothers and sisters out there. You know what I like about God? I got white sisters. I got white brothers. I got Hispanic brothers and sisters. I got Hispanic. I got Asian brothers and sisters. I got African brothers and sisters. You understand? We have, see, they can talk about the rainbow, but the real rainbow coalition is the body of Christ. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm telling y'all today. The real rainbow coalition is the blood-bought church of Jesus Christ, which makes up a whole rainbow of different colors, Asians, blacks, whites, Hispanics, you name it. This is what makes up the coalition of the body of Christ, and I'm just excited about that. Hey, listen, if you'd like to call in, 318-484-2500. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, we're in that time. Amen. Well, we've got to love, we've got to forgive, we've got to forget, we've got to go on to the things of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said you're going to be hated for his name's sake. But to those of you that are out there, listen to me carefully, stand for what's right to what the Bible says. Amen. Not to what man says. Amen. Well, at the end of the day, we've got to be faithful to God. Thank you, Sister Patty. Amen. Type that across several times for me throughout this broadcast, those of you that can. Yes, and I'd like to hear from you out there, too. Amen. Those of you out there in social media, I'd like to hear your praise report. I'd like to hear your whatever it is that God has blessed you with. We'd like to hear it from you equally as well. 318-484-2500. Amen. To all of our brothers and sisters right here in the central Louisiana area, we certainly thank and praise God for you, you, and you. I'm just, you know what, sometimes I feel like I'm the least of God's servants to be able to be blessed to share this word with you. Amen. To be able to come to you and to show a more excellent way concerning the things of Jesus Christ, because at the end of the day, this is what it all boils down to. They will know we are Jesus' disciples by the love that we have one for another. Now, loving ain't always easy. Please understand what I'm saying. Loving is not always easy. But then again, Jesus loved us, and it wasn't easy. Amen. I remember, amen, when all of us back in the day before we came to the Lord, we all got skeletons in our closet that Jesus was not pleased with. And yet, and still, we understand, too, that in today's society, this is why it's more important to have the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you, because just as well as we've got angels walking around here on earth unnoticed, unaware, we also have demons walking around in human looking flesh as well. We have spiritual wickedness walking around in the same way. This is why it is mandatory that you as a believer have the spirit of discernment on the inside. I didn't say the spirit of suspicion. I didn't say the spirit of paranoia. I did not say the spirit of mental anguish, the spirit of discernment. You need discernment on the inside so that the Holy Spirit can reveal to you, even when you're on the job going through circumstances and situations, the spirit of discernment will give you how to deal with that wayward boss. Amen. When you're going through your marriage, the spirit of discernment will give you to see what type of spirit that it is you're dealing with. Amen. That's the reason why even when Jesus began to share with his disciples about the man that brought their son to him that was full of demons and devils. Yes, our children can become infested with demons and devils. That's why it is imperative that you begin to watch what your children watch. Listen to what they're listening to, because portals and gateways are open to infiltrate the minds of our children, to infiltrate their little souls. Jesus asked the question, how long has this been upon him? And he began to say, ever since he was a child. Amen. Going to go back to the prayer line. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from at this time?
My name is Daniel Carter, and I'm calling from Arkansas.
Daniel, God bless you. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
You know, you noticed when you said when you first said Daniel, that's what came to my mind, from Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
It's good to hear your voice, man. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to call you and tell you how much I appreciate the love you put on me and the remembrance.
Well, Daniel, let me tell you like this. Instead of you calling me, I want you to get somewhere and tell God thank you, because I'm just his servant, man. That's all.
Okay.
Get somewhere in that house and say, Lord, you know what? Thank you for Brother Townsend, because you know what? It was all orchestrated by him. Everything that we encounter, you and I, it's a setup from him.
All right.
But I want to let you know that I love you, man, and I appreciate you. Can't wait to see you again. I will wait to see you again. But I was just privileged to meet you and, you know, your family and everybody else. And I tell you what, man, you'll always have a tender spot in my heart, man, because I know God's got great things in store for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Hey, man, much love to you. Do me this one favor before you leave. For the rest of the day, for the rest of the day, I want you to go around the house where you live and say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Will you do that, Brother Daniel?
I sure will.
You do that all through the day. Lord, not my will, but your will be done.
Yes.
And you'll begin to see inside of your heart where God begins to fill whatever might seem to be a void there. All right?